The Buck Sexton Show.
So why do they hate Scott Walker so much? Why? They hate Scott Walker because of what he has done to unions in Wisconsin. Now, I know that sounds like it's overstated from the get-go. Could they really care that much about labor unions, particularly public sector unions, government employees who unionize and create an unholy alliance between Democrat politicians who need campaign donations and these unions who, if they can't be ostentatiously paid by the taxpayer, their benefits certainly can be very rich. Their benefits can result in bankruptcies, as we've seen, of entire municipalities, of entire cities. Unions can be a very destructive force, too. And in recent decades, we've seen they have been. But public sector unions, nobody, in the earliest days of unions, even FDR himself, public sector union, this is ridiculous. What do you mean? You're going to work for the government? You're going to get the wage the government pays you. You don't want to work for the government? Don't work for the government. There's no such thing as government exploitation of government workers. You don't like it? Don't do it. It's pretty straightforward. The taxpayer should come first. It should be the minimum number of employees needed to do the minimum number of essential tasks. That's how government should run. But, of course, that's not what happens. And what we've seen is the public sector unions are now a very powerful and influential political force. And people have assumed that they're not going away and that they're essential. They're essential to getting Democrat politicians elected. Their size in terms of membership is one thing. Their potency in terms of raising money and applying political pressure is vast, and it is essential to Democrat control of Congress, of the White House, of state governments, you name it. They need this stuff. You see, Walker passed an anti, Walker pushed for, and then, of course, passed an anti-union law 4 years ago. And you'll recall that they seized the Capitol and they acted like Occupy Wall Street gone even crazier. And it was because they saw what was coming. There's a piece in the Washington Post over the weekend that was bemoaning the results of Walker's move to limit union, public sector union, a collective bargaining powers, but also, of course, to make them pay a little bit for their health care. Everybody else has to pay a little bit for their health care. Why can't public sector unions pay a little bit for their health care? A very good question. Well, now they do. And as the Washington Post said, as a result of that change during Walker's time in Wisconsin, public sector unions have not just shrunk, they have, quote, been crippled. The state branch of the National Education Association once had 100,000 people. Its membership has dropped by a third in 4 years. The American Federation of Teachers, which organized in the Wisconsin college system, has seen a 50% decline. The 70,000-person membership in the state employees union, the single union that knew they were going to get the hit the hardest, state employees, they have dropped 70% since Walker's reforms. Now, of course, there have been givebacks to the taxpayers. They have seen drops in rates. They have more in their take-home as a result of all this. There's been benefits for taxpayers in Wisconsin, as well as for businesses that are trying to start or continue an operation. But for unions, this is completely unacceptable. And for the left that requires these unions to be able to force donations and then use those for political clout, this is completely unacceptable. The Walker experiment in Wisconsin, imagine if this gets expanded out across the country. What if other states decide to follow suit? This is in Wisconsin, not in Wyoming. This isn't in the reddest of the red. This is in Wisconsin, the birthplace of American progressivism. And unions have been clipped there, trimmed back, not just trimmed back, as it says here, crippled, according to the Washington Post. This is a national fight for the media, and there's a vendetta here. There is a vendetta because there's a recognition that one of the most important power bases for the left is threatened directly, not just by the Walker success story, but by Walker himself, if other states follow suit. And if he becomes president, or he even makes a good go at the presidency, this institutional power of the left is in jeopardy. 14 labor unions were among the top 25 political campaign contributors in the last cycle, according to National Review. There were three public sector unions among the 14 labor groups, and in total, their combined contributions were $150 million, or 15% of the top 25 organizations' $1 billion in donations since 1989. Public and private sector unions contributed 55.6%, or $552 million of the top 25 organizations' contributions. They need public sector unions. And Walker took the fight to them. That's why they hate him so much, and that's why they'll do anything to take him down.